Hello, Claire.
Hey, yeah, great.
So, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so we have 30 minutes today, and everything that we say here today is 100% confidential, and I may need to interrupt you so that we can stay focused. And I may challenge your frame, or I may confront you about your frame, and know that the person is not the problem, it's their frame. And at the 30-minute mark, we will end, and I will do my best to make it an ecological ending. I live near an airport, so you might hear an airplane flying over. And it's just temporary. Okay. So, Claire, what would you like to have that would be of value to you at the end of our conversation today?
Yeah. Well, I have problem with getting feedback. And in the context I'm speaking of now is the getting benchmarked. I have problem with it when I think, and I've got a lot of positive feedback that I'm doing a good job as a coach, and then I have problem getting feedback of what's not working.
Okay. So you're having problems getting feedback on what's not working, and you're getting feedback on what is working.
Yeah. It's not generally. When I, for example, re-attended the HNC last year, I had no problem of getting feedback of what's not working, because then I put my frame as that I'm learning this. But when I know that I can manage the coaching kind of well, and I got a lot of positive feedback from others, then I have problem with feedback of what's not working well. And no problem with feedback that could take me to the next level, that could be adding skills in this case, but not,
So let me see, so the problem is it in receiving feedback on what you don't do well?
Yeah, and what's not working, yeah.
Okay, on what's not working. Okay, and how is that a problem for you?
Well, it is a problem because when I am coaching and know I'm getting benchmarked, I am not in. I don't do as good coaching job as I do when I'm not getting benchmarked. I am not in the same coaching state, for example. So
okay.
That's a problem. Because
okay.
it is a problem. Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering. So it's a problem. To receive feedback or getting feedback when you're being benchmarked, but not when you're not being benchmarked.
Well, no. In this context, it's when I know I'm getting benchmarked, I don't coach at the same level that I used to, and that is the problem because. If I want to reach a TCMC level, I have to coach at my best when I get the benchmark. So that is stopping me.
Okay, so when you're getting benchmarked, you can't coach at the same level. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it in that situation, what is it you do want?
Well, I want to be in the same coaching state as I am when I'm not getting benchmarked. That's when I have a client and able to receive and implement the feedback I do get more effective.
Okay, so let me see if I understand that. So you want to be in the same coaching state as when you're not being benchmarked. And
yeah.
What state do you want to be in when you're receiving or you're getting benchmarked?
Because the state I am in when I'm coaching clients is that I'm really fully present with the client, and I'm curious and the focus is entirely, fully, completely on the client, and no focus on me. And that I think that is the biggest difference. When I get in benchmark, I have some self-awareness that's stopping me doing a good job as a coach.
Okay. So let me see if I understand that part correctly.
Yeah.
So what you really want is it to be fully present with the client,
yeah,
serious, focused, when you're being benchmarked or getting feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were making a movie of that,
sorry, can you repeat that? The last one.
Yeah, sorry about the airplane.
If
you were creating a movie of that, would I see? What would you be doing?
Okay, the movie. So you would see me sit. It could be like with a person, or it could be. And as you can see me sit with my computer with the headset through Skype. That's a hard one. Because you can hear that the client is saying loaded, semantically loaded words, and I don't pick up at them. So that's one thing. I miss more things. I'm not in my best coaching state.
Okay, so you miss more things. Okay, but
yeah.
But when you are in your best coaching state,
when I am in. Okay, yeah. What you see, I don't really know, but you would hear that I'm summarizing or repeating the client's words. And more accurately when I'm not in best coach state, if I do a comparison, and you can hear me I identify patterns. I'm talking about skills right now. I hear frames and are doing some confronting. I operate as a higher skill.
Okay, and what is the posture? What is the posture and the breath of being fully present?
Oh. Yeah. My eyes is different. I realize now. Because how and where I look. Because I think that.
So what are you noticing?
Yeah, that was a realization, because when I'm coaching a client, not getting benchmarked, I have my eyes on the client. I don't know if we can see that externally, because, my thinking is different, I realize now. So when I'm not getting benchmarked, I'm only thinking about the client and hearing what he or she says, and then the thinking I'm doing is if I can match it so I can understand it. When I'm getting benchmark, it's more like my thinking is that now I need to do acknowledgement, and now I need to clarify this specific enough, and so it's more like that is more demands I know it's when I get a benchmark, and when I'm not, I don't feel that demands. I don't hear or feel less demands.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a realization. Yeah.
Okay, so you have a realization here that you just identified. That there's more demands when you're being benchmarked than when you're not in your coaching. And so can you clarify what you mean by more demands? Is that the
The math is more like when I get the benchmark, it's like, okay, now I need to specify this enough. Now I need to acknowledge what the client has said. And now I need to, so it's more like, I know that I need to do these skills. So the focus is not on me, it's partly on the client, but it focuses on what skills to use. Instead of the client. So that's the focus, yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I have this correctly. So when you're being benchmarked, you're not coaching at the level that you want to be coaching at, and you realize that you miss more, and you need to do more acknowledgements, clarifying, specify this. Your focus is on the skills. And when you're in that state, you're fully focused and present with the client.
Okay.
So where did you hear me leave off?
The focus is on the skills, and then it was like, and then.
So when you're in the state you want to be in. You're able to summarize and repeat and identify patterns and hear frames and confront. You're thinking it's about the client, and you're hearing what they say, and you're matching.
I realized one more thing about that, because when I'm not getting benchmarked, my focus is entirely on the client and the process. And when I get a benchmark, my focus is on the client and the skills. Partially on the client, not that much. Not as much as when I can't get benchmark, but on client and the skills.
So when it's the client and the skills, how much of your focus is on the client and how much of your focus is on the skills?
I think 60% on client and 40% on skills.
Okay.
And
over in the where you're fully present and focused on the client, how much of the focus is on the client and the process?
Well, I don't differentiate it in that case because it's the same thing. I noticed that I do make a difference between the skills and client when I get a benchmark. Yeah, it's more dualistic.
Is that when you're being benchmarked and you're not coaching at the level you want to be coaching at, is that throughout the entire time you're being benchmarked, or is there something that triggers that?
I haven't thought about that.
How do you know the difference?
Yeah, that was a really good question. Let me think. I noticed that one thought that comes up when I'm getting benchmarks is that I... Okay, this is kind of... hard to say out loud, but I want the one that's benchmarking me to just finding the word, more of a feeling of it. I don't really know what triggering him, but I realize that I really want to do good, and I don't want the ones who are going to listen to it to realize I'm not that good as I think I am.
Okay. And
so,
and
it's
so
a bit more like. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you believe about that? That you don't want the listener to realize you're not as good as you think you are, if I heard that correctly.
Yeah. What I believe about that. That they're going to find out that I'm a fraud, or something like that.
Okay, find out that you're a fraud.
I don't know if that's the right word, but something like that. Yeah.
Okay, and how specifically are you using the word fraud? What does that mean?
Find out that I have more of a feeling of this, but kind of more that I'm not as good as I seem to be, or something like that. It's like I want the confirmation. I more want the positive feedback of that I'm doing good. So it's more, it's kind of immature way of thinking in this case. Because
okay. Then
it's about me. It's not about the client. And then, so I miss things. And okay. Yeah.
Okay. So let me see if I have that correctly. So in the background of your mind, something like, you want to do good, and you want the listener not to realize that you're not as good as you seem to be. Do I have that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you don't want them to find out that you're a fraud.
It's more like that I'm not as good as I seem to be. Better sentence
right.
to it than fraud. Yeah.
Right, and so, okay, so we'll take that word out. Okay, and so you want confirmation of good words about how you're doing. And so when you hear the words about what you don't do well, I think I heard that in the beginning.
Yeah.
What goes on then? What happens then? What do you believe about that?
Well, it's that I really hate it when people... No, it's hard to find a word of it, but it's more like a hate when I'm getting... don't find a good word. Judged is not a good word because I have a Swedish word. And I just do a Google Translate because that's called
okay. Translation.
So, estimated. Yeah, that's a good, better word. So I hate to get estimated estimated by a standard that I know I can perform better in. So I hate to get estimated by a lower standard that I know I'm capable of.
Okay.
And I really hate that. If people think I am performing at a lower level than I can do, I hate that thought. I don't want that. And I realize that is stopping me from performing at the level I can perform at. So it's like a incongruence in it, or what is
Okay. And as you become as you realize that, what do you become aware of?
Yeah, become aware of that it's not working any well for me, and that it's like, and I notice that If I avoid getting benchmarked, for example, after MCF meetings and that. And I realized that it's not working, and that I don't want this anymore. And it's immature way of thinking, because it's more a confirmation for me. Life.
Okay, so you want confirmation, good words, and you hate it when you're getting estimated by a standard that's lower than you conform better to and are capable of that. You don't want it, and you realize that it's not working for you, what I'm wondering is, in your desired state where you want to be fully present with the client and focused, why is that important to you?
Yeah, good question. That is important because that would really be a benchmarking of my present skills. And that would, and that would really the feedback would be the feedback would be relevant to how I can take it to the next level, and because when I am at the present state, it's like it feels like I do perform at lower level, and the feedback I get, I already know what to do when I am in the best state. So it is what was the question again? Sorry.
Why is this important?
Why is it important? Important because then I can really get feedback on how to take this to the next level and to be an even better coach, and that will give the opportunities to reach a PCMC level, because I won't do that at my previous mindset. And that is a goal I have, like 4 years from now. And that's something that as well. And I can be a better coach. Okay.
So it's important to you because you can get accurate feedback on how to take it to the next level. And why is that important to you?
That is important because I really want to develop at what I'm doing, because I really love to coach. That's a big passion for me. And then I can do it at even higher level skill. Maybe I can reach the PCMC levels at the half the time. Maybe. That was just a thought that came up right now.
Okay. So it's important to me because you can develop what you are doing, and you love to coach, and it's a passion for you, and it can lead you to PCMC level. And why is that important to you? What's it going to allow you to do?
That allow me to... because the better I get, the more I can contribute, and I don't really know if it's any higher what I recently said, because development is a really high value for me. I really want to develop and know more and learn more and to amplify and refining and improving my skills. So I really love to do that, and I think that's...
It's pretty high up there.
And
where do you want to have this state?
I want to have it when I get a benchmark and when I'm getting estimated in some way. I realize that this is a pattern throughout other areas in my life as well. Sorry?
Where else is this pattern happening?
Well, it, Yeah, for example, in selling, if I know that it could be sales skills as well, because I know.
I'm not understanding the last few words you said as far as other contexts, other areas.
Yeah, it could be like in my sales skills when I'm selling.
Oh, sales.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be like. It could be an area I am performing in, and if I know I can perform at some level, and I'm performing at the lower level when other people is watching, then it's, I hate that. I really, really hate that.
So yeah. Is that what we should be talking about today, is performing in areas where you're performing lower than you want to be performing in, and you really hate that?
Yeah, we can do the coaching steps when I get the benchmarks, so we can have that, because that's the most important one right now. So. And I think the other areas will follow as well.
Okay. And so when do you want to have this date?
When I get the benchmarks. So it could be like in a mentor program, when do that, or it can be at the MCF meeting or any place when I get a benchmark.
That's the where I'm asking.
And the time I get the benchmark as well.
So do you want to have this date in this coaching session? Do you want to have it? When do you want to have it by? What is your time?
Okay. Throughout the whole session, so from the beginning to the end of the session, I want this.
Okay. And so, with all of that in mind, do you still find it compelling to want to have this state of focus and being present for clients so that you can perform at the higher levels?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you mentioned, what did you mention, I can't remember, so where are you now as far as knowing what it is that triggers this state of really hating to perform at a lower standard than what you'd like to be operating at?
One thing that's often triggering me in the session is like when I am, for example, doing, it could be like if I'm doing acknowledgement and if I don't really remember everything the client said when I'm repeating back the words, that could be a trigger. And because then I'm getting aware of that, okay, I need to do this right.
So for example, you could be in a coaching session and you're being benchmarked and you're doing acknowledgements, and then you don't remember everything, and then you say something to yourself like, am I doing it right?
And it can be like, if I don't really that's a good, I think that's often the trigger. I think it can be other stuff as well, but when I feel like that I'm not performing at the level I know I can do it. So so that's an example.
Okay. So you're not performing at the level you want to be doing. And then what do you become aware of?
Yeah, okay. I don't really know what I'm getting aware of right then. I noticed that I get a stressful feeling.
I get
a feeling of stress.
Can you say more about where the stressful feeling is?
Because the trigger isn't if I'm not performing at the level I can. The trigger, I think the stress comes a little bit earlier. when I'm doing the acknowledgement, I think get some thought or something in the back of my mind that I have to do this right, or I need to do this, and I get stressed, a little bit stressed. And that stress is taking me out of the coaching stage.
Okay. Can you say a little more about the stress and what that means?
I have to get this right, and then I'm stress is like that. I try to think faster, I think, and maybe I don't know if that is noticed externally, but I think I start to speak faster. Maybe I'm not really sure.
Okay.
And it feels like that, and so stress is that.
Okay. So
the stress is more. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering is stress, is that something you feel in your body, or is that you mentioned thinking faster than you think maybe, and you begin to speak faster. Is there anything going on down in your body? Heart rate.
I think a little bit in my head.
Okay.
It's not a strong feeling. It's kind of a little feeling, a small feeling. but it's enough to take me out of the state.
Okay. So, parents, are at our 30-minute mark, and you said that the possible trigger is you're in a coaching session being benchmarked, and you might be making an acknowledgement, not remembering everything, and then you not performing, not doing it right, and you become aware of stressful, that you're thinking faster than you think, and you begin to speak a little faster. Now that you have that, as I reflect that back to you, what do you begin to be aware of?
I'm getting aware of that it's not functioning. It's not functional, maybe that next time I can really remind myself that I don't need to get everything right. I don't need to get it right. That would be a helpful frame. I don't need to get it right.
Okay.
Because the frame I have is that I need to get it right or something like that. I don't need to get it right. It's okay to miss things. So it's like permission or okayness of it's okay to miss things. I think that would help me.
Is that useful to you?
Sorry?
Is that useful to you?
Yeah. That would be useful. Okay. And then I could practice that. Yeah.
All right. So with all of this in mind, is it all right if we stop here?
Yeah, of course. You said 30 minutes, of course.
All right. Thank you so much, Per. I really appreciate you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. See you on the call.
Thank you. Thank you very much.